Tim Minchin, and we believe he joins us on the phone. Good morning, Tim.
Hello, Hughesy. How are you?
Really good, mate. We're super excited, super excited about this show starting. So was it a difficult second season for you to make, buddy?
Yeah.
It was?
I reckon second seasons are always hard, especially when, you know, the first season kind of outperformed expectations. Yeah. I think it's good. It was difficult because you're trying to back up something that people love, and Upright season one was this weird mix between comedy and drama and made people cry. It felt a bit like a sort of lightning in a bottle thing.
Yeah.
But then there were floods. We were filming in Queensland and there were floods, and then there was COVID and not enough antigen tests to test everyone, and then the thing got put off. And then, just that old story, you know.
So, Tim, whilst a little bit of extra pressure because the first series did so well, did you deliver? What will people watch season two and love it?
Totally, I delivered. We delivered. What am I going to say? I'm on the radio.
I don't know. I mean, if you said no, it'd be even better. It'd be hilarious. I mean,
no, it's,
it was weak.
Just don't watch it. No, look, it's quite weird because I haven't shown it to many people. Like, I was in the edit, Mirror folks who directed this season, and I sort of did the edit together. And I've had one journo watch all eight, and then I've some friends who I sent the link to because they're in Paris watched all eight, who are TV people. And their feedback was just, they were completely blown away by it and couldn't quite work out how we'd sort of done it again. So I think I'm feeling good about it, but it's, Millie Alcock, who's my co-star, has gone on since season one of Upright and starred in House of the Dragon. So she's literally a global star. And from my
could you
point
tell that?
Of view,
I mean, obviously she was really good in the first, in your series, but could you tell straight away she had it? Honestly, Tim, you could go that she's going to go worldwide.
Well, I think I could tell she had it. Like she her face has an amazing relationship with the camera, and she's an incredibly intuitive actress. But as we all know, just because you have it doesn't mean you're going to get it. I mean, there's a huge amount of luck. I had a few skills in my 20s, and I didn't get squat till I was about 30. So you just got to wait for the right moment to come knocking, and hers has come knocking super early. Which has good things, and there's good things and bad things about that. She's very young to be suddenly getting so famous, you know.
Is she level-headed? Like, what's her kind of attitude like? Or is it almost impossible at that age, when you get that amount of success, to not get a little bit carried away?
I don't know. I think it's impossible to not be altered by it. I mean, it's a very strange thing for a human psyche to be observed by that many people. I mean, you guys all have your version of what that feeling is.
Well, you had, but Tim, you yourself, let's focus on you. You obviously a very skilled performer, but you blew up. How quickly did you blow up from, you know, being really good to being really well known? Was it a period of 2 years or?
Yeah, it felt pretty slow at the time. But in hindsight, it wasn't. When I first met you, Hughesy, I think it was 2005, my first proper comedy festival.
Oh, I was the big man on campus.
You were the big man on campus.
And then he'd gone international.
Now look at you. Every now and then you come around and clean my house.
exactly.
But I was doing a little sort of off the strip venue, about 100 people, and by the end of that year I'd played the Albert Hall, you know, in between Mariah Carey and Westlife, so it was a bit of a but I wasn't like being recognized on the street for a couple of years after that. But then I think Mill is going to do great, and she's an incredibly good actress, and she's very, very good in the second season. Like, you really do understand how special she is in this season, because we wrote it for her. We realised how good she was, and this is much more focused on her character and her emotional journey, sort of thing.
Yeah, great. Now, can I talk about you and, like, your journey? Obviously, Perth boy, but then you lived in London for a number of years and obviously very successful in London, then LA for a number of years, very successful there. Now you're back in Sydney. Are you settled in Sydney now with the family, or is there any chance of you, taking the whole crew back overseas? What do you reckon?
Nah, I think we came back because we felt that, you know, teenagers need stability. Our aim all along really was to be back in Australia by the time our eldest turned 11. That was a sort of an arbitrary, well, not non-arbitrary sort of, you know, when my oldest is a girl, and when girls hit that sort of age, their social, you know, their social surrounds become incredibly important to them. Yeah. And we thought, whatever we do, let's be stable and probably stable back in Australia by that year. So we did that. And I think, especially my daughter's, you know, on the spectrum and stuff, and so you just don't screw around with them too much.
Yeah.
But I suddenly, time moves so fast, I suddenly realised my youngest is going to be 18 in 5 years.
Jeez.
And depending on what they want to do, you know, hopefully Sarah and I will be able to be a bit sort of transient and go to London for a few months if there's a project there and go to LA for a few months. That would be the ideal.
Yeah.
If it's okay.
Fair enough.
Now, tonight, Upright, season 2 premieres tonight, 8:30 p.m. on Foxtel.
Oh, my God, it's tonight.
Yeah, it's tonight, man.
Oh, my
and,
God, I didn't realise that.
Let's not forget, Tim Minchin, thanks to Upright and thanks to you, we're all going to Cairns today.
Yeah, thanks
for that,
taking
a bunch
Tim.
Of listeners.
We are.
Is that an actual true thing?
We're going to Cairns today. Today.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally, on behalf, in fact, you probably don't even know yet, but it's on your credit card. So thank
oh,
you
fantastic.
So much.
I just feel good about that because I can hear in your voices that you kind of don't want to do it.
No, we
like,
are.
Like
DJ.
Oh, we're
super. We are.
With a whole bunch of listeners. Yeah.
No, we are. We genuinely are.
Spray tans are done, Tim. It's too late.